And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for September 1987. And just before we get into Phil Wayne with a look at Market Scope and Bob Walker with Anarchon 87, I'd like to make a quick couple of reminders. First of all, if you're subscribing via the returnable edition, please be sure that your cassette is back to us by the 20th of September. If it comes after that date, we'll just have to hold it for the next month. We cannot make copies for you just when the cassette shows up. It has to be back to us by the 20th. Also, you might want to have someone check your mailing label to make sure that all the information is correct. We're in the process of changing over our system for the mailing labels. And if a label is incorrect, please let us know here at the DX Audio Service or let Mike know up at headquarters in Cambridge, Wisconsin. By the way, headquarters address is Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And you can write to Mike Knitter, Knitter. Now here's Phil Wayne.
This is Market Scope for September 1987. Hi, I'm Phil Wayne, with a special edition this time around. This month, we're in New York. I'm sure it's 1987, but I feel as if I've been sent back 20 years every time I turn on the radio.
Ask what's happening. I'm Larry Scott, WNBC News.
The classic hits of the 60s on
66 WNBC.
Triggers on the old 45s there, as I used to say. It's the Time Machine!
The Time Machine. The New York Time Machine. 66 WNBC. The Time Machine.
Fun. This is Dale Parsons at 205 with The Doors and Touch Me on WNBC. The Tri-State's request lines are open. 212-247-8666.
WNBC 66.
My baby does the hanky panky.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
WNBC.
WNBC time right now is 2:11, and we have 84 WNBC degrees. It's a beautiful day for the beach, and we'll keep you updated on those swimming areas, the beaches that are open, the beaches that are closed, all through the weekend on WNBC. By the way, tonight, 7:45, we have Jets preseason football. The Jets and the Eagles at Giants Stadium. The pregame starts at 7:45. Prior to that, for a couple hours prior to that, if you're traveling out to the game this evening, we'll give you all the traffic conditions with Terry Raskin. We'll also give you the traffic conditions on the way back from the game. So keep it right here on WNBC.
Let's go! The greatest DJs on 66 WNBC.
Time Machine.
Yeah! Got the monkeys. Here's the last train to Clarksville. 2:14 with the Time Machine on 66 WNBC.
Take the last train to Clarksville.
Take the last train. The Four Seasons, Stevie Wonder, Association, Dave Rock 5, Chicago, Temptations, Righteous Brothers, Jackson 5, Black, Rolling Stone, the classic hits of the 60s on WNBC.
There's a lot of things I want.
WNBC, your hotline for hits.
WNBC, who's this?
This is Sam from Virginia.
Well, where in Virginia?
Well, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Ah, yes. How is it in Virginia Beach today?
Well, it's raining a little bit today.
Listening,
a little overcast.
Listening to the Time Machine.
That's right. Comes in good right here at the beach.
Is there a song I can play for you?
Sure. Just a little by the Bell Rebels.
You got it. What's your favorite station in Virginia Beach?
WNBC.
WNBC Time Machine proudly presents these classic sounds. Gene Pitney.
Last takes into Brooklyn. Last chance to turn around.
Paul Revere and the Raiders. Aretha Franklin.
Hey!
dozens of other top stars in continuing weekend entertainment. More of the classic hits of the 60s are on the Time Machine.
66 WNBC.
Sundance, the new all-natural juice sparkler, has a special three-part offer for...
It's on 66 WNBC.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. High 85 to 90, except lower along the ocean. And for tonight, warm, more humid, some clouds and fog, low 70 to 75. Partly sunny, hot and humid tomorrow with a high in the low 90s. Right now it's 84 WNBC degrees.
Eastern America's favorite songs with the Time Machine.
All weekend long
on 66 WNBC.
Fats Domino, I'm walking, WNBC.
Fats Domino, I'm walking, it's 2:29 at WNBC, and we remember Elvis Presley all this weekend, and we're going to give you a chance right now to pick up four classic Elvis Presley albums. It includes the complete Sun Sessions, 1969 Year in Review, the top 10 hits, and Elvis Presley's number one hits. I'll take caller number 40 at 212-955-9066. Hello? Elvis went away. Where'd he go? Let's get him back. It's bossing up the baby. Elvis.
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead.
The Time Machine.
You'll find the fun. Radiates around 66 WNBC.
Yeah, yeah. Dale Parsons.
WNBC, what's your name?
Marianne O'Rourke.
Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia!
Yes.
Congratulations, you're number 40.
Did I win?
You win!
Oh, great!
You got the four classic Elvis Presley albums. It includes the complete Sun Sessions, 1969 Year in Review, the top 10 hits, and Elvis Presley's number one hits.
Well,
you're an Elvis fan, huh?
I am.
Okay, well, what's your favorite station in Philadelphia?
It's WNBC, New York.
Another Time Machine winner on 66 WNBC.
Oh, they love us everywhere. 2:35 is the Time Machine, 25 before 3. From WNBC, here's Tommy Rowe.
Oh, sweet pea.
Tommy Rowe.
WNBC.
WNBC time is 2:37 right now, 84 WNBC degrees. And listen to Dave Sims, weekdays from 7:30 to midnight, play Sports Night Remembers for your chance to win a $1,000 sports fantasy. It's sponsored by Michelin and Wholesale Tire. They're saluting their East Meadow store manager, Bob Alduini. I messed up Bob's name last time. Alduino, yes. Bob's concern for his customers and satisfaction is just one of the reasons he recommends Michelin tires. Sorry, Bob. He's a nice guy. You should go by there. Michelin, because so much is riding on your tires.
Honey.
Yeah, ma'am.
Honey, I'll be back in a couple of hours. I got a few errands to run.
All the weather's on 66 WNBC.
And it is nice, mostly sunny and warmer today, high 85 to 90, except lower along the ocean. Tonight, warm, more humid, some clouds and fog, low 70 to 75. Tomorrow, another nice day, partly sunny, hot and humid, high in the low 90s. Right now, it's 84 WNBC degrees.
Yeah. 66 WNBC. 66 WNBC with the Time Machine.
Yes, we are. It's 2:44. Here's Herman's Hermits.
I'm Henry VIII, I am, from WNBC.
Yeah.
Have fun in New York, where the action is.
With the Time Machine.
66 WNBC.
Dan Taylor comes up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. He has some more of those Elvis albums to give to you. So you stick around. We'll be on from 3 until 7 right here on the Time Machine on 66 WNBC. I'm McNamara. I'll add a little loving on me. WNBC.
WNBC. New York and the nation.
Song by the Beach Boys as you sit in your room and listen to the time machine on 66 WNBC. Hi, yes, Beach Boys in my room.
WNBC.
Nice and mellow there, yes. Easy, smooth. Yes. Enough of that. 2:51, yeah, wake up. WNBC time, right now it's 84 WNBC degrees. Most Ocean County beaches will remain closed today and possibly tomorrow. A 50-mile slick of medical waste, yuck, is still offshore and could come in with the tide. Governor Kane ordered swimmers out of the water. Get out! And that ban remains in effect until further notice. So you stay tuned to WNBC for further beach information as it becomes available to you. We'll get it on for you. Larry Scott in WNBC News. Coming up in just about 8 minutes, he'll have more on that on WNBC.
New York City for the good times. 66 WNBC.
53. Thinking about that medical waste washing up on the Ocean County beaches. First you gotta watch out for Jaws, now you gotta watch out for gauze. Yuck! Ah!
The big stuff. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? Tell me.
Gene Knight and Mr. Big Stuff.
Who do you think you are?
It's the time machine up and down the east coast of eastern America. We have got your classic hits of the 60s all weekend long.
There it is.
Everybody, it's easier said than done.
66 WNBC.
This is Dale Parsons. I'm going to head on home.
Dan Taylor.
Coming up next, here's Tommy Rowe on WNBC.
This is News on the Hour from 66 WNBC, New York.
Good afternoon. I'm Larry Scott, and here's what's happening at 3 o'clock. This is not the news you wanted. New Jersey environmental officials say swimmers will not be allowed back into the water at Ocean County beaches today and possibly tomorrow. I'm Larry Scott, WNBC News.
Hazy, hot, and humid. I remember her.
The classic hits of the 60s on
66 WNBC.
What you got right now. Hello, everybody. Dan Taylor right here with you in for myself for a change this afternoon with some afternoon music power for you. Your favorite songs, the classic hits of the 60s. We're going to roll with them all afternoon long for you right here. Oh, yeah. We're going to kind of hang out in the corner with CCR right here on
66 WNBC, the time machine.
Dan Taylor.
Call now for your time machine request. 212-247-8666.
We play what do you say?
66 WNBC.
Fun, fun, Dan Taylor.
Fun, fun.
Love it. There you go. Of course, it is Sonny and Cher. Got you, babe. 12 minutes past 3, WNBC music time here in the afternoon.
WNBC.
Yours truly here.
Dan Taylor.
Taylor Travesty rolls on.
The Beatles.
Three Dog Night.
Herman's Mamas
and the Papas.
The Four Tops.
Clearwater Revival.
Elvis Presley.
The Rascals.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
The classic hits of the 60s on WNBC.
Dan Taylor.
Go, go!
WNBC features its time machine on weekends and overnights. With all sports WFAN now on the air, it is rumored that WNBC is going to slack off on its sports programming and is looking to run the time machine format 24 hours a day. 1987 also promises to be a great convention year for the National Radio Club. Room bookings for the Labor Day Lima Extravaganza are well over anticipated levels, and response has been phenomenal. I'll be there with my head in some radio, no doubt, so please tap me on the shoulder long enough to at least say hello. No, I'm not the little guy who won't turn off WHAS, but I am looking forward to meeting and chatting with all of you. I'll see you there for the DX Audio Service. This is Phil Wayne.
At NRC.
AmeriCon 87 for the DX Audio Service. I'm Bob Walker, and joining me now is Daniel. I'm not even going to get it right. Let me let you try.
I'm Daniel Tayen Tu, and I am the section chief for the foreign languages section at the Voice of Free China.
And we're here at a Voice of Free China display. This, I believe, is your second time here at AnarCon 80. At AnarCon, you were here last year.
Right. We were represented at the AnarCon 86 in Montreal. Last year, we were represented by Mr. Johnny San, who is the director of the overseas department, and Mr. Daniel Dong, who is the section chief for the listeners' mail section. This year, I myself, along with Ms. Zhao Meiyi, who is the deputy to Daniel Dong, are here in Mississauga for the 87 convention.
The Voice of Free China, it's to shortwave listeners at least, it's a powerful station since it's broadcast via relays. What is the Voice of Free China? I guess that would be an easy question.
Okay, the Voice of Free China is a subsidiary, if you will, of the Broadcasting Corporation of China. BCC is a privately owned company, whereas VOFC is funded by the government as a mouthpiece for the Republic of China government. We are funded for the express purpose of producing and broadcasting foreign languages program to our friends throughout the world. The nature of our programming is much like the Voice of America or BBC, in that we like to project a balanced, informative, and accurate viewpoint from the Republic of China on Taiwan. And since we began cooperating with WYFR in Okeechobee, Florida, our signals have become clearer and stronger to our listeners in North America.
The station itself, you're relaying being Okeechobee. Do you see a large response from North American listeners? Are you getting the response you expected from North America?
Our response, I don't have the statistics with me, but our response has certainly been manyfold over, and it has certainly caught us not so much by surprise, but we were surprised by the numbers out there. Yeah.
There seems to be quite a few people that listen to, you know, we certainly here at the convention hear often about the Voice of Free China and the comments compared to some of the other Asian broadcasters who we seldom see at any of these events, I'm sure due to distance and the like. Is the Voice of Free China planning anything new, something in the works to maybe better serve the U.S. listeners, something on the line? I know Radio Japan seems to really be beaming toward a North American audience with their advertising campaign here in the States and the like.
I think we're doing a good job as far as that's concerned. I mean, our signals are stronger through WYFR. So we're happy with that. I think what we need to work on is maybe our programming, maybe our the time of broadcast, so we can better appease our listeners. I think programming is where we're going to focus most of our energy. We like to the common complaint against programming for at least for Asian stations is that they're repetitive. So we'd like to get away from that and come up and maybe learn something from our fellow international broadcasters in the West, and hopefully come up with a lot more interesting programs, yet be able to retain the Chinese aspect or the Chinese appeal of our programs.
What are some of the better frequencies? Obviously, we don't have the time to go through the entire frequency schedule, but what are the better frequencies for North American listeners and the times that they can hear the Voice of Free China?
Well, for English, from 0200 to 0400, I'd suggest that you tune to 5985 and 9680. These are the two of the most powerful frequencies that I can think of. They both come through WYFR in Florida. And we're very happy with that. I'm sure our listeners, if when they tune in, will find that the signals can be as strong as your local AM stations.
we were talking about mailing lists before we started doing this. Is a mailing list available for listeners? I know the Voice of Free China is a very ready verifier for enthusiasts that enjoy the QSL cards.
Right.
How could one get on the mailing list for the program schedule and the like?
I suggest that you write to the Voice of Free China, PO Box 24-38, Taipei, Taiwan, the Republic of China. Once again, it's Post Office Box Number 24-38, Taipei, Taiwan, the Republic of China, and we'll be glad to send you QSL cards. After verification, QSL cards, souvenir pins, pennants, and literature regarding our programs.
Real good. Daniel, thanks for taking the time. I know you, for the 2 years I've been here, in fact, the Voice of Free China started coming to these conventions the same time I did, and I know each year it seems like you have quite a crowd around the table and quite an interest, and I'm sure you've been pleased with the response here. And
it's been tremendous. We're very happy, and I think we're going to keep coming to the Anarchon and the EDXC conventions.
Wonderful. Daniel, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, from Anarchon 87, I'm Bob Walker for the DX Audio Service.
While you're attending the 1987 National Radio Club Convention, keep your dial set to AM 1610, the 50,000-watt voice of Allen County, Ohio, WNRC, with music, news, and information. AM 1610, WNRC, Lima, Ohio.
Sample of how WNRC will sound with beautiful music. Kind of an interesting little station, I would say. By the way, the station's frequency will be 1610. If you are coming to the convention, be sure to listen to that frequency and listen for WNRC. In the latest issue of DX News Magazine, an interesting article entitled Owner to Sell Radio Station at Auction. 2 years after a new owner took over the ailing radio station WTAN and dismissed 10 employees and independent workers and changed the station's format, the station is once again for sale. A sign posted outside the Bayfront station says that WTAN 1340 AM and its associated real estate will be auctioned on July the 14th. The radio station's owner, Rod Brosig, could not be reached on Friday, but Rick Renhold, president of the auction company, listing on the sign, said, "It's no foreclosure, bankruptcy, or anything like that." He says Brosig simply decided to sell the station at an auction. Brosig, former general manager of WQYK in St. Petersburg, Florida, bought the station in April of 1985. Within an hour after he took possession, he corralled 10 employees and independent on-the-air personalities and told them that they were out of work. He also told them that he was dropping the station's talk show format and switching to easy-listening music. The station lost more than $200,000 in 1984 because of an unproductive sales staff, an over-competitive format, and an oversized staff, he says. Norman By Jr., a lawyer who owns 9.5 acres next to WTAN, said Friday that he was unaware that the Pierce Street station was for sale. He says, "I have always wanted that property." By, who also owns WRFA-AM, a country music station in Largo, added, however, that federal law would not permit him to operate a second station in the same market. And as Paul Harvey would say, "Now you know the rest of the story."
WNRC with music power. Power. Power.
And yes, WNRC will also be rock and roll. From Robert Kramer, Post Office Box 12633, Chicago, Illinois, 60612, comes word of a contest. Yes, members of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service might want to try this contest, and some very valuable prizes are up for the offing. For most points, $10 in National Radio Club supplies, courtesy of Neil Wolfish. For most states and province points, $6 in NRC supplies, courtesy of George Sherman. Most loggings off the most wanted list, $5 in supplies, from Neil Wolfish. Most honorable mention, most wanted loggings, $4 in NRC supplies, from Robert Vance. Most targeted stations, $2 in NRC supplies, from Neil Wolfish. And most auxiliary target stations, $1 in NRC supplies, from Neil Wolfish. Prize winners will be notified by mail, as will the NRC Publications Chairman. Here are the 1987-1988 contest rules. Number one, general rules. The dates and times must be listed. In other words, time 0000 on 9-stroke 1-stroke 87, or to put it another way, 2359 on 5-stroke 31-stroke 88. Entry fee, none. C, the contest manager will have the final say in resolving all disputes. D, all loggings must be updated every 30 days. Any loggings over 45 days old will be discarded. E, loggings may be changed during the contest period to increase in point value, providing that the contest manager is notified of the change. F, loggings may be backdated for late joiners, except for most wanted list and singleton, duplicator, or eliminator loggings. G, the deadline for entry is 1-1 of 88. H, all stations operating between 5-10 and 16-30 kHz are counted for points in this contest. Unlicensed pirates may only be counted if there is proof beyond a reasonable doubt of the state of origin. Utility stations in the same region are also countable. I, stations that change call letters during the contest period may be logged only one time. In scoring, the following rules prevail. A, log up to 10 stations from each state or province for the purpose of this contest. DC, Alaska, and Hawaii count as states. Point values are as follows. First station, 1 point. Second station, 3 points. Third station, 5 points. Fourth station, 7 points. Fifth station, 9 points. Sixth station, 11 points. Seventh station, 13 points. Eighth station, 15 points. Ninth station, 17 points. Tenth station, 20 points. Restrictions. A, stations 6 to 10 from each state must either be a graveyarder, date timer, Canadian-Mexican special full-time authorization, or a full-time station operating on day facilities, meaning a full-time station heard during the daytime, at SSS or SRS, on a frequency check, ET, DX test, or weather emergency. This rule does not apply to stations where the nearest border to your DX location is greater than 500 miles away. The distance to a particular station is not a factor, just the distance to the nearest border point. There is no restriction for District of Columbia, Alaska, Hawaii, or any of the Canadian provinces. B, no station within 50 miles of your DX location may be logged unless one of the following conditions exists. 1. You have logged all the stations in that state over 50 miles away, or there are no stations in the state over 50 miles away. 2. You have never heard the station under any set of call letters. 3. It was logged on a DX test. 4. There are no other stations that you could log for stations 6 to 10 because of the restrictions on the states less than 500 miles away. B. Bonus points as follows may be added to each state and province logged. 1. 10 points for a graveyarder. Graveyard stations are any station that operate on 1230, 1240, 1340, 1400, 1450, and 1490 kHz. 2, 7 points for a station operating with less than 100 watts at the time of reception. Now, this could be via PSA or PSSA, or stations with a special authorization as the result of the U.S.-Canadian-Mexico agreement. For stations that have not had their powers published in the domestic log or DX news, the burden of proof is with the contestant. Number 5. 5 points for any station operating with 100 to 251 watts at the time of reception. Number 4, 3 points for a regional channel station. A, a station operating with less than 1,000 watts on a clear channel will count as a regional channel station. Or B, stations operating outside the standard broadcast band will be counted as clear channels unless the power is less than 1,000 watts. It would then be counted as a regional per the above rule. The power must be generally known by publications in the National Radio Club, IRCA, LWCA, or other recognized DX organizations, or the burden of proof is on the contestant. 5. 1 point for a daytime-only station. Stations do not have to be heard in the daytime to qualify for this bonus. 6. Bonus points may be combined. Thus, a 75-watt PSSA would be worth 7 points plus 1 because the station is a daytimer, and 3 more because the station would count as a regional for a total of 11 bonus points. Bonus points are added to the initial state and province points. Thus, if the above station were the 5th station from the state, it would then be worth a total of 20 points. Number 7. Handicap points will be awarded to certain areas to give everyone a fair chance of winning. The handicaps are in the form of multipliers. Simply multiply your points from the states and provinces section only, including bonus points, by the handicap for your area and round down to the nearest whole number. Even for the handicap bonus points comes out to say 100.99, your bonus would be 100 points, not 101. Most wanted lists, target stations and singleton, duplicator, eliminator points do not qualify for handicaps. A, West Coast 1.6. B, East Coast 1.2. C, South 1.4. And D, depending on the individual circumstances, special handicaps may be awarded, which will differ from those listed above. Also, certain areas on the fringe of non-handicapped regions may receive a fraction of the handicap. You will be notified of your handicap at the time your target list is sent in. 8. When reporting your initial state and province's log, use individual 8.5 by 11 notebook paper, one sheet for each level. Do not separate your stations by bonus level. For those that type or use computers, please keep each state and province level on the separate page. After the initial report, you may combine more than one level on a page as long as they are in order and clearly marked. All reports must include the point value of the logging, the call letters, location, frequency, date and time. If you use something other than ELT, it must be clearly marked on each page, and power at the time of reception. If you are claiming a bonus based on power, entries that do not comply can be returned for correction. Loggings that do not include date and time will be disallowed. I want to do updates regularly. If you all report in a standardized manner, then I'll have the time to do so. Please use the following format. First column, points. Second column, station's call sign. Third column, state. Fourth column, the city of license. Fifth column, frequency. Sixth column, date. Seventh, the time. Eighth, the power. This follows for all 10 levels. States and provinces do not have to be alphabetically in order. C, most wanted list. 1. Each DXer is to create a list of 25 most wanted stations that have never been heard under any set of call letters. That includes stations that have been heard on another frequency are eligible to be included in this list. Each logging off the list is worth 25 points. Each DXer, number two, is to create a list of 15 honorable mention most wanted stations. Subject is the same restrictions as above. Each logging off this list is worth 15 points. Three, restrictions. A, stations heard using another set of call letters that are considered to have been previously heard for the purpose of this contest. B, all stations on the most wanted and honorable mention list must be operating on a regular schedule by 9-1 of 87. C, most wanted and honorable mention lists may not be updated except for unusual circumstances at the discretion of the contest manager. And D, for late joiners, most wanted and honorable mention loggings may not be counted until 24 hours after the postmark of your entry. E, a copy of the most wanted and honorable mention list should be sent to the contest manager at the time of entry. F, when reporting your most wanted and honorable mention loggings, do not combine them with the state and province points. Please list them on separate sheets of paper. D, target stations. 1. The contest manager will draw up a list of 25 target stations for each contestant. Each station off this list will be worth 10 points. 2. The contest manager will draw up a list of 15 auxiliary target stations for each contestant. Loggings off this list will be worth 5 points. 3. Target and auxiliary stations may have been previously heard. 4. For late joiners, target stations are retroactive to the start of the contest period. 5. Please report target stations separately than any other loggings. Category E, singleton, duplicator, and eliminator stations. 1. Any station that is not on the air on 9-1 of 87 is eligible. 2. The first loggings of a new station to the air is worth 50 points. That's called the singleton. 3. A second logging of the station is worth 25 points. That's a duplicator. And 4. A third logging of the station is worth 10 points and eliminates the station from any further scoring under the section of the contest. That's the eliminator. 5. A contestant may log a new station for scoring under this section only one time. 6. Loggings by National Radio Club members other than those participating in the contest will not be affecting on its point value. 7. To be eligible for points under this section, the station must be reported immediately after reception to the contest manager. The report should be by postcard or in any other way separate from your normal contest reporting. Loggings received more than 2 weeks after reception could result in a lower or no point value, even if you heard the station prior to another contestant. 8. All loggings under this section must be reported to DDXD or will not be eligible for scoring. Number 3. Prizes. The prizes this year will again be in dollar value. You will have your choice of any of the items available from the National Radio Club Publication Center up to the amount listed. A. Most points, $10. B. Most state and province points, including handicap points, $6. C. Most loggings off the most wanted list, $5. D. Most honorable mentions, most wanted loggings, $4. E. Most target stations, $2. And F. Most target auxiliary stations, $2. The contests are a great way to add up new stations to your log as well as test your DX skills. Since there is no entry fee, I hope a bunch of you will decide to join. And for those that are interested in getting information on the contest, you can contact Rob Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, Post Office Box 12633, Chicago, Illinois, 60612. If you need some additional information concerning the contest, be sure to write to Robert so that you have all the information correct. We've read it right out of the bulletin, but if you have any questions regarding the contest, write to him directly and ask the questions, and he's the guy, of course, that will disallow or allow any of the points. Great way to do some DXing and have some fun, too. From Radio Only Magazine, August 1987, comes an interesting article entitled, New Advances in AM. new standards to prevent signal overlapping, better build radios, and digital modulation are on the way. To Michael C. Rao, the situation couldn't be more urgent. National standards must be set to curtail outside interference with AM radio stations. If we don't do that, there may not be any AM listening in the future because the whole band might be just one giant buzz, according to Rao, the NAB's Director of Spectrum Engineering. AM has, for four decades, been in need of a technical overhaul, more palatable to potential listeners, young and old, who long ago have fixed their radio sets for FM only. Several concrete efforts are now being made to eliminate the conditions that interrupt, such as buzzes, hums, whistles, and monkey chatter. New standards, backed by both broadcasters and receiver manufacturers, is the first agenda. For years, they have been proceeded on paths that have never crossed. Now, the Joint National Radio Systems Committee, NRS, has come up with standards that will keep AM signals from overlapping. In mid-July, about 120 of the nation's 4,800 AM stations had converted, and an additional 1,000 say they intend to convert, Rao says. The cost of converting? Less than $800. The AM radio industry has until the end of this year to convert. In his estimation, industry conversion would be about one half of all AM stations, including all signals in major markets. It will take time for the new technology to disseminate to all corners of the country, he adds. KYW AM Philadelphia chief engineer Glenn Walden says new receivers probably will begin to appear next year and year after, with the automotive market leading the way. Number two, new FCC standards on other sources of interference. A first batch of new light bulbs that, when used, make listening to AM radio nearly impossible. Rao says NAB has also lobbied the FCC to adopt new technical standards for other electronics, from computer terminals to kitchen appliances. A slow but growing more to AM stereo. Walden says All News KYW AM went AM stereo to improve its sound, although the station doesn't have left channel, right channel newscasts, but says that management believes that AM stereo is a chicken or the egg situation, and it will take conversion of the AM industry to get the receiver makers to routinely produce AM stereo radios. Inspect the ground system. Make sure that it is intact and operating. When WFIL AM Philadelphia was sold, the new owners discovered that while 120 radios were specified for the 40-year-old system, only 80 apparently were ever installed. Engineers, of course, can use field strength meters to walk over the paths of the radios to make sure that there are no breaks in the underground cables. Buy the best AM radio you can find. The GMPD and chief engineer should listen to the AM radio stations on those extra fine radios to hear what the station really sounds like. Look at new transmission technology. The new solid-state transmitters won't provide a quantum leap over quality of present tube transmitters, but digital modulation might provide the quality leap. Watch for new technology on the receiver end. One Wisconsin manufacturer sells an AM radio antenna through catalogs for about $40. The company, Intensitronics Corporation, Post Office Box 562, Hales Corners, Wisconsin 53130. AM radio is actually a very viable and fun business, and I personally enjoy listening to the AM broadcast band. I hope you do too. And that wraps up this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1987. On our next edition, we'll have a look at the National Radio Club Convention and what happened, and a whole lot more. See you next month on the DX Audio Service.
Channel 7 Cheer Radio, fine-tuning time.
Cheer Radio must pause for pattern and frequency change. Allow at least 10 seconds of silence for the necessary technical adjustments. Now move your dial to 7:30 and wait for this sound to return.